In the gospel reading today, our Lord instructs us that we are to acknowledge him before others. And if we do not, he will not acknowledge us before his heavenly Father. In one of the other gospels, he makes it even more clear, and he says that if you are embarrassed of me before others, I will be embarrassed of you. That is not a good thought. The idea that our Lord would be ashamed of us, that he would be embarrassed of us, that he would say to us, I tell you, I do not know who you are, which is exactly what he tells us in the Gospels is going to happen for those who say, Lord, Lord, but refuse to do the work of the Lord. Don't want to do what his heavenly Father wants, but they'll give him lip service. What then tends to happen is when we're put to the test, we deny him. We start doing quite the tap dance routine as to why we really don't believe. So we really need to look at that. Do we? Do we really, honestly, truly, in the depth of our being, believe in the Lord Jesus? I think we all want to say yes. But is it true? It's not that we're denying him or not that we don't believe, but when push comes to shove, what do we do? Sometimes push doesn't even have to come to shove. Are we willing, for instance, to pray before a meal in a restaurant? Or are we too embarrassed to do such a thing? If we're not going to be willing to do that, are we going to be willing to stand up for him if our life is put on the line? If someone is doing something that violates the dignity of our blessed Lord or of our faith, are we willing to stand up? Or do we just simply say, well, I was too afraid to say something? Then when our life is on the line, we're going to be way more afraid to say something. So these are important things. And in the meantime, we recognize that, as we know, God gives us opportunities. He will allow us, perhaps, if we aren't where we should be, he will allow us to see that. He will allow certain circumstances to happen in our lives where we will remain silent, or worse, we will deny him. But that's so that we can learn. Otherwise, in our pride, we would think that we had it all under control. We would think we would never deny him. We would think we would never be embarrassed of our faith until we're put to the test. So he allows that to happen to us so that we can see that our faith maybe isn't quite where we'd like it to be. Our love for the Lord isn't where we would like it to be. Put it into another context. What if your spouse were to be embarrassed of you in public, were to deny that you were the spouse? Or if the parents did that with their kids, or if the kids did that to their parents, how devastating that would be if someone says, I don't know who that is, I'm not related to that person. That's not my spouse. That's not my parent. Now ask that about God. If we would be so devastated if someone who says that they love us would treat us that way, what happens when we treat God that way, whom we are to love with our whole heart and soul and strength? That's where we have to be able to look at it. So sometimes we can put it in real practical circumstances and ask, what would I feel like if my husband or wife did that to me? Then it puts it into a different context. Be able to say, if that's going to be that hard and devastating for me, then what am I doing to the Lord? How much do I truly love him? That's the critical question. So our Lord desires that we will love him with our whole heart and soul and strength. That's what we want to keep striving for. And again, like I said earlier, we'd all like to be able to say, oh, that's what I'm doing. But is it really? So take that to prayer and really look seriously at that. Is the Lord truly the priority in your life? The priority in your life? Do you truly love him the way that he loves you? Because that's what he's looking for from us. Most of the time we don't. We don't trust him. We don't believe him. We'll give him lip service. We'll say, of course, he's God. Yeah, I believe everything. Yeah, he said this, you know. But when it comes right down to it, well, we're not so sure. We better be sure. What if we're not so sure that eternal life exists? What if we're not so sure that God is real? What if we're not so sure about whatever teaching of the church? Yeah, when you stand before him as your judge, once again, what are you going to say? I didn't really believe you. I said that you were God, but I really didn't believe it. I said that you were God, but I really didn't trust you. I said that I love you, but I really didn't, because I love myself more than I love you. That's the kind of stuff we need to look at so that we can get everything where it belongs, so that we can truly be loving him, so that that faith is solid, so that our trust in him is unshakable. That's where we want to be, and that's where he wants us to be. So in this time when we have these opportunities, if we fail, look at it as an opportunity to learn. And don't get down on yourself. St. Peter did the same thing. He said, I would never deny you, and then denied him three times. But the Lord even told him he was going to. He said, Peter, after you have turned back, then you will have to strengthen your brothers. So sometimes it's our failure that becomes the impetus to get us turned around. So if we fail, then get up. Get back on track. Don't beat yourself up. Just get back on track. But make that determination to love him more, to not deny him again if you're given that opportunity, and keep working forward. So, great opportunity for all of us in our day-to-day life, just to see how we operate, how we live. It's easy here. It's probably pretty easy at home. What happens at work? What happens in the grocery store? What happens out on the street? What happens when you're with your friends? What happens when you're at the restaurant? Whatever. That's where it's a little more difficult. So some things really to ponder in those kind of circumstances, to ask ourselves, how deep is my faith? How strong is my hope, my trust? How pure is my love for the Lord?